authority to write or to direct that I should proceed on leave. That is something that was unconstitutional. So initially, when that directive was issued, I refused to comply with it. Mm. And then it was later when, upon an invitation to the Yoko, my lawyer himself couldn't make it. He's in Kumasi. So he asked a friend to accompany me to the Yoko. Then we got to the Yoko. And then the impression was, oh, the investigation, maybe it won't take too long a time and what have you. So that lawyer then advised that, oh, Gina, let's comply. Even at that stage, I said, no, I'm not going to comply. And then they should then seek audience with the president or ask the president to write to me to go home for the investigations to be conducted. So that is why I complied. And well over 6 months, that thing had not been done. So I am seeing it as it is a way of getting me out of office. Just that. And 6 months out of office, or even 7 months out of office, I think I've had enough. So tomorrow, if president writes that Georgina and your colleagues go and stay, we will go.
EC Deputy Chairperson Georgina Opokua-Mankwa, the lawyer for Madam Opokua-Mankwa, Nana Buache Dupoku, also addressed the media and indicated that there was a resolution between Georgina Opokua-Mankwa and Yoko to stay home for 14 days for them to finish investigations before she resumes duty.
After our short meeting with the director of Yoko, what we have finally agreed is that we give them a very short time within which to come up with their results. They actually asked for a very short time from us, which we have obliged them. So as it is now, we'll be waiting within a very short time for them to get back. Let's say more than 14 days. Not more than 14 days. They said they conducted an investigation, so we have to see the outcome of the investigations. What we have agreed is that for now, she would have to stay out. And then after the less than 14 days, whether the investigation report is in or not, we'll still proceed to work.
That was a lawyer for the deputy chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Nana Buache Edupoku.